good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, August 25th, 2016. Last Thursday in August 2016. Fall is on its way, but you wouldn't know that by the temperatures today. 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have got a tremendous program today. You're not going to want to change the dial for the next 2 hours. Let me give you a quick encapsulation of what's going to happen over the next 2 hours here on the program. Coming up next hour, from 1:15 until 2 p.m., we're going to be joined by Elvis Presley's former nurse, Tish Henley Kirk, who has just authored a new book, Taking Care of Elvis. Tish Henley Kirk, Elvis Presley's doctor until the day, our nurse until the day he died, coming up next hour. In the bottom of this hour, 12:35 to 1 p.m., we're going to be joined by former Donald Trump campaign manager and author Roger Stone. That'll be coming up. We saw him when we were up at the Republican convention. So he'll be on at 12:35 today to talk about this campaign, which is getting stranger and stranger by the day. But first off in this program, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite people. His appearances on this show always bring back a lot of great feedback. And I'll tell you something, we always learn. And today, we're going to discuss something very important as it pertains to the current election season. But we're going to approach it in kind of a special way, different than other people have approached it. Before I get to him, though, I do want to let people know that I have been receiving reports today that there have been some, and this is an unfortunate thing, bed bug outbreaks here in the city of Marion at some senior center complexes. I don't want to say the names of those, but I know it's going on. We've gotten several reports about that over the last few weeks. If anybody knows what to do in that situation, we might open up the phone lines at the bottom of the program close to 2 o'clock, 1:45 to 2 o'clock after Tish Henley's on. So if you have a cure for that, I know an exterminator obviously is something you can do. But if you're living in one of those places and the exterminator's not there yet, what's a good way to keep them out of your apartment? Or if they have not gotten in your apartment, what can you do if you have nowhere else to go to stay? So we'll do that coming up next hour. As I say, our first guest on the program today, one of my favorite people, former doctor on the Today Show, Art Uihlein, author of several great books. You can still find those, I believe, on Amazon.com. The reason I asked Dr. Uihlein to come back on the show today was to discuss a topic that we cannot seem to get away from, and that is the health of the presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to approach that in a special way momentarily. But first, I want to welcome to these microphones once again Dr. Art Uihlein. Dr. Uihlein, how are you?
I never better, Scott.
That is good to hear. Before I tell the audience how we're going to approach this particular topic, just kind of out of the blue today, we just got this report. Do you know anything about bed bugs or how? What is that? That can cause some medical problems, I would think.
It can cause a very itchy, very irritating skin problems. But no, I am not an expert on bed bugs. I try to stay away from them. Before we travel, I always check online every place we're thinking of staying just to look for comments. And by the way, I think you do people a favor if you stay in a hotel that has bed bugs and you report it online.
Absolutely. Have you ever heard of any ways or things through your travels that you can do to kind of stay free of taking them with you if they happen to be there?
No, I'm going to share with you the three most important words I ever used, and I used them again and again on the Today Show. I don't know. many times I, especially Bryant Gumbel, he loved to ask questions. He'd take questions beyond what we had prepared in the research packet. And the thing that saved me again and again, and I think it earned me trust, was I was able to say, I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll have it for you when I come back on Wednesday. One of the problems is so often we get made-up answers to questions when we don't really have the facts.
I think that's very well put. Wanted to move on now.
I want to share an anecdote.
Oh, go ahead.
I was visiting actually a new urologist. This is about 3-4 years ago. Wonderful young man, PhD, MD from Yale, highly recommended, and we got through the usual introductions and why we were why I was there. When it was time to leave, he said, "I need to ask you just one question." And I said, "Sure, go ahead." He said, "I know you were on the Today Show. I watched you all the time. And I just don't understand how it was possible that you, an obstetrician gynecologist, knew all the answers to the questions about urology, about neurology, about internal medicine. Didn't matter what question they asked you, you knew the answer. How did you do that?" And I said, "Promise you'll never tell anyone?" He said, "Of course." I said, "I wrote the questions." and it wasn't just to be sneaky or anything. I had the best Rolodex in the world. We used physical address books in those days. And before I ever went on the air, I would call the experts and say, "What's the most important issue to cover? And what are the most important questions that the host should ask me?" And they would give me those questions. And then, of course, I'd really prepare well with the answers. But when they sprung one on me that I didn't have the information for, I just said, "I don't know, but I'll get that answer for you." And if you don't find someone else to answer your bed bug questions, you know you can always count on me, Scott. I'll do the research and get back to you.
And you know, that's the interesting thing. We just got that story this morning, and I hope they're getting cleared up, whatever's going on. But this presidential election, and we talked via email last week, and the way we're going to approach this differently, I want to explain to the audience, is a lot of people seem to be making, and even some doctors on television seem to be making observations and even medical predictions about these candidates. And we talked about this early on, and of course Dr. Uline has not seen Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in the office and has not pulled their medical records. So the way we're going to approach this, we don't really know, I would guess, if they have any medical problems. But from the idea of what's been put out there, should it have been put out there, and I know this is going to be a little cumbersome, but I do want to read the letter that Donald Trump's doctor put out. I sent Dr. Uline a copy of this so he could read it, and then we're going to talk about this. But this was sent out December 4th, 2015 to the media. "To whom it may concern, I have been the personal physician of Mr. Donald J. Trump since 1980. His previous physician was my father, Dr. Jacob Bornstein. Over the past 39 years, I am pleased to report that Mr. Trump has had no significant medical problems. Mr. Trump has had a recent complete medical examination that showed only positive results. Actually, his blood pressure, 110 over 65, and laboratory test results were astonishingly excellent. Over the past 12 months, he has lost at least 15 pounds. Mr. Trump takes 81 milligrams of aspirin daily and a low dose of statin. His PSA test score is 0.15, very low. His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary. Mr. Trump has suffered no form of cancer, has never had a hip, knee, or shoulder replacement or any other orthopedic surgery. His only surgery was an appendectomy at age 10. His cardiovascular status is excellent. He has no history of ever using alcohol or tobacco products. If elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency, Dr. Harold N. Borns." Dr. Uline, when you hear that letter, does anything come to you?
Yes, interestingly enough, it comes to me at the end of the letter. It sounded to me like a very fine, complete, thorough summary. He is a physician. I will accept everything he says at face value except when he says unequivocally, this man will be the healthiest candidate, the healthiest man ever elected president, because he's never examined the other people who were elected president. And I would point out that we've not had any people die in office of illness or old age or of anything other than gunshot. So I think that his last statement is absurd. There are no grounds for making that. But I do appreciate the thoroughness of the opening part of that statement.
Is it possible for a man 70 years of age to be in that good of health, who we see eating KFC and has said he has no lack of pension for fast food?
Well, I think you know I celebrated my 75th birthday at the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, and we're scheduled to go up again next year. So age itself is not a disqualifier. I'll tell you that I'm looking at a Diet Coke on my desk right here. And, you know, some people would say, well, gosh, Art, I know you ate a tri-tip steak last night. I did. I know you had potatoes with it, not only potatoes, but corn. We had burrata cheese, and I would challenge you to find a healthier guy than I am. You can't, there are. But having said that, I am reminded of the statement that was made by my former medical school roommate 10 days before he died. And he said, Art, what I need you to know is that you don't have a guarantee on anything. Not the next 4 weeks, not even tomorrow. So the statement is good. I will accept Mr. Trump's physician's statement at face value, but that does not guarantee that Mr. Trump will not fall over tomorrow clutching his chest.
Mm. That is very interesting. So, no matter... Do you think that doctor overstepped, I guess is the question. Obviously, in his last statement, you feel he did, but to say what he did, do you think that's an overstepping to make us believe that nothing could go wrong?
It's just a distortion. It's I won't imply that there were any bad motives to it. I don't think the doctor did it to deceive us. I don't think he did it to cheat us of the truth. It's just not a smart statement. It's not an intelligent statement. And we as voters need to know that Mr. Trump is, by all available measures, very healthy. I find that encouraging. I think that's great. But we also need to know that what the doctor said in comparing him to other candidates is nonsense, and that Mr. Trump's good health today does not guarantee that he will be alive 6 months from now.
That's very interesting. And to give equal time here, this all came about recently. The big debate came about because of some comments that Donald Trump had made about Hillary Clinton. What he said was, importantly, and this is a quote from Donald Trump, importantly, she also lacks the mental and physical stamina to take on ISIS. Now, of course, that's Donald Trump. He's not a doctor. But what added to this was one of the most famous doctors on television right now, Dr. David Andrew Pinsky, said Wednesday, this would be last Wednesday, so a week ago yesterday, this is the term he used when and he's a TV personality, by the way, for those who don't know him, said that he is gravely concerned about Hillary Clinton's health and the treatment she's received, which he described as 1950 level of care. He was appearing on KABC. Dr. Pinsky, a board-certified doctor, more commonly known as Dr. Drew, I'm sure people know who that is, said he and another doctor reviewed Mrs. Clinton's medical evaluations and came to the same startling conclusions. This is what he said. This is the quote. Based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned, not just about her health, but her health care. Now, Dr. Drew has not seen her. Just looking at information, is that you were the most famous TV doctor in the history of television, I think I would easily say, and one of the first, if not the first, big time. Is that responsible from a television doctor?
No. No, it's not responsible from any doctor. It's not surprising coming from a television doctor. It's disappointing. It's disgusting to me personally. But it's not surprising because I think we're looking at a television doctor who, based on this comment, is more interested in ratings and seeing his own name in print than in accuracy. Here's the interesting part. You called me, by the way. You contacted me 2 days ago. You emailed me and said, would you be willing to come on and talk about Hillary Clinton's health? It's in the news now. And what did I say to you?
You said you have not had time to evaluate what is known, and she is not a patient of yours. You have not seen her. It would be hard to do that.
In fact, I said I would not do that.
Right. We couldn't do that. Yeah, that one wasn't going to happen.
I would not do that. It would be unethical to do that. And I think that what Dr. Pinsky has done is unethical, inappropriate, deceptive. It's not a public service at all. Here's the really interesting part of this. I went on to Snopes.com. You're familiar with Snopes?
No, I haven't been to that site.
Oh, my gosh. Snopes.com is an extraordinary, reliable site. Whenever you suspect that something is fraudulent on the Internet, you can plug it, go to Snopes.com and plug it in and get the real story. And sometimes they will tell you, yes, that's actually what happened. We checked it out, and that is the truth, crazy as it sounds. And sometimes they will correct the record. And Snopes.com looked into this issue, and I will read to you something at the end of their report. Basically, they said that the report that was supposedly released by by Hillary Clinton's physician was in fact a fraud. And here's the statement that her doctor made to Snopes. As Secretary Clinton's longtime physician, I released a medical statement during the campaign indicating that she is in excellent health. I have recently been made aware of allegedly leaked medical documents regarding Secretary Clinton with my name on them. These documents are false. They were not written by me, and they are not based on any medical facts. To reiterate what I said in my previous statement, Secretary Clinton is in excellent health and fit to serve as President of the United States. So now, Dr. Drew, now what do you have to say about that?
Why? I understand ratings, but if he would have said the same thing about Donald Trump, he would have probably got the same ratings. Why do you think he did this? Why do you think he didn't do what you did? Seemed like something very simple.
I have not talked to him, so I do not know his motives, and I will not impute any motive to what he did. He's a clown. He's an entertainer. He's not a physician, as he calls himself a physician. But any doctor who would do this on television or on radio is, in my opinion, a clown.
You know what's sad, Dr. Uhlein, and that's pretty strong words, but I think it fits here, is that have you heard this anywhere else but this show right now?
No.
Why is that? Where is CNN with their budgets and Fox News and MSNBC? Why would they report that story widely, even the Associated Press? And they didn't even go and double-check the record.
Well, it's interesting because I think that's a really important question you are asking. And the answer is because they are not in the health business. They are not in the honesty business. They are not in the information business. They are in the ratings business. Their advertising is based on ratings. Their hosts' jobs and pay are based on ratings. And the world has changed. When I started on television back in 1975, we had senior editors who read every word we wrote before we went on the air. I was challenged, oh man, this guy was really, really tough. Irwin Safchick, an old newspaper guy, and he would say, where'd you get that fact? Did you confirm that fact? I mean, I'm a doctor. Irwin, leave me alone. Yes, I did confirm it. I talked to Dr. So-and-so at UCLA, and he says it's accurate. Okay, then you can go say it. Today, things move in seconds. You've got Twitter, and you've got Snapchat, and you've got Facebook, and all of these sites are spewing out garbage at an astonishing rate. And we have lost the ethics that drove this business several decades ago. It is no longer about facts, it's about ratings. I'm so saddened by this.
But you know,
but that's the reality.
What, Dr. Yulin, what is troubling about this to me? Here's the troubling part. And yes, we do live in, I agree with everything you just said about Twitter and the way information moves. And you know, Donald Trump saying what he said, that she lacks the mental and physical stamina. We know Donald Trump's not a doctor. He says things like that all the time. That's nothing new. The problem here was Dr. Drew, who is probably the most visible television doctor right now on television, with his own daily television series. For him to say it is different.
I agree.
And that's the problem here. And should he recant it, I guess is the question. Or apologize.
He's not going to. I mean, Dr. Drew doesn't really care about what you and I think about this, Scott. Dr. Drew cares about ratings, or he never would have said that in the first place.
It's very strong, and I'm glad we're having this is the conversation. I know I contacted you, and as the audience knows, about talking about their health, but once you said why you couldn't, I understand that. But this conversation is very interesting because so many others seem to feel that they have the right to do it. One of the other questions I wanted to ask, because I think this is also important, because mental state is not physical. And so that's not necessarily something you have to see somebody in the office for, maybe to do some further work on, but not to make a maybe semi-diagnosis or at least an observation. A lot has been made of Donald Trump's mental state over the last year. What are your impressions of Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, let me say that I have never met Donald Trump, and I don't know him medically, but I have had a chance to observe his behavior. And based on the observations of his behavior, one could jump to certain conclusions. May I read something to you?
Go right ahead.
I'm going to read to you from the official diagnostic book for the American Psychiatric Association, which has these DSM diagnostic criteria. So let me read to you the criteria for narcissistic personality disorder. Number one, has a grandiose sense of self-importance. Number two, is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Number three, believes that he or she is special and unique. Number four, requires excessive admiration. Number five, has a sense of entitlement. Number six, is interpersonally exploitative, takes advantage of others to achieve his or her own ends. Number seven, lacks empathy. Number eight, is often envious of others or believes that others are envious of him. And number nine, shows arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes. Donald Trump?
I guess everybody has to make their decisions, but sounds pretty close, I would say.
Now, and it would be easy for an unsophisticated person or an unethical physician to jump and say, why? He has a narcissistic personality disorder. However, it is entirely possible that someone who, a physician who actually interviewed Donald, sat down with him and said, Donald, let me read this list to you. Are you sick? And Donald would say, hey, doc, please don't tell anyone, but I'm winning the primary by acting this way. This is all an act. And the proof of the pudding, by the way, would be, is it possible for the person in question to control this behavior? Because if it's out of control and it's self-destructive, then indeed the person is psychiatrically ill. And, you know, gosh, a few days ago, Donald apologized. I'm sorry if I hurt anyone's feelings. He's using a teleprompter now. He's got a very controlled message. He's getting focused. And so it is more likely that Donald has been playing us brilliantly, brilliantly, by acting like a narcissist. And is actually quite healthy mentally. Okay? So that's why I come so strongly on the side of saying no physician has any right to make a diagnosis, to criticize medical care, to imply medical issues without knowing that patient personally.
Let me ask you this in parting, the final question. If, and we don't know, not implying that he has it, but if this is something he has, because it is kind of interesting that before the presidential election, if we go back to his feuds with Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Walters, he was acting very similar long before he ran for president. That being said, would a narcissistic personality with that disorder, would that make a good president? Could there be a problem there?
Well, the answer is there could be, but there could be a problem putting me into the presidency or you into the presidency as well. So these are the tough calls. This is where it gets tough. We've got two candidates right now who are both being challenged because of character issues and personality issues, and you pays your money and you takes your choice.
There you go. Dr. Art Yulin. Dr. Yulin, it's always a pleasure. You have a great vacation, and I hope we can talk when you come back.
Thanks, Scott. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Art Yulin, some very interesting information. We're going to take a break. Boy, that went longer than I thought. Come back with Roger Stone. Don't you dare go anywhere. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these.
the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, August the 25th, 2016, 12:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we certainly thank Dr. Art Uhlein for coming on the program today. Trying to reach out to Roger Stone here to discuss all things going on in the world with Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump's former campaign manager. He's also an author, television contributor, does a lot of things, and we hope we can reach out to him very quickly here on the program, because we would love to know his thoughts on what is going on in this presidential election as it pertains to his former boss or maybe current boss, Donald Trump, which is always an interesting topic, which is where we were with Dr. Art Uhlein in hour number one. Remember, coming up in hour number two today, Elvis Presley's former nurse, Tish Henley Kirk. You're not going to want to miss that. Tish Henley Kirk, coming up momentarily here, just after the hour, on WWGH Radio. We are going to take another short break to catch up with Roger Stone and be right back with you here on WWGH Radio. Please don't leave that radio. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's, too, with King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts, and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio. No word from Roger Stone yet, so we will take your phone calls and maybe we'll catch up with him next hour as we also talk with Tish Henley Kirk, the nurse for Elvis Presley till the day he died. That'll be a lot of fun. But we were talking about bed bugs. Does anybody have any answers when it comes to bed bugs? As reported earlier on this morning, there are some complexes here, some senior complexes in Marion that have been afflicted with them. I know some hotels have also had some problems. Does anybody know how to deal with that very personal, tentative subject? The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Or what do you make of Dr. Art Uhlein and his diagnoses, in regards to Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and the mental and physical state of the presidential election in 2016. Did you learn anything? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And they're checking on Roger Stone now. So maybe we'll get in before the show's over. Hold your breath. But the topics are what Dr. Art Uhlein had to say, or any other thing going on in the world. Donald Trump apparently changed his stance last night in a Sean Hannity town meeting when it came to immigration. That was kind of interesting. Speaking to Fox News, Sean Hannity in a town hall event broadcast Wednesday night, Trump floated multiple ideas for the audience's reaction, including one in which undocumented immigrants would pay back taxes, but added, "There's no amnesty, but we work with them." Trump recounted meeting with very strong people who have told him it's so tough to throw out people who have been in the country for 15 to 20 years. It's a very, very hard thing, Trump conceded. In a series of tweets late Wednesday, well, we'll talk about that later on, Ann Coulter kind of went after Donald Trump after he made that statement. Is he going back on what he said? I think he still wants to build the wall, still wants to keep people out, but obviously there is some kind of a problem when it comes to kicking the people out. I don't know exactly what that is, but it's ever-changing with 75 days to go until November 8th in the big election. And Hillary Clinton gave her first interview last night in over a month to CNN's Anderson Cooper. She sounded a little hot under the collar, I thought, but I thought she also gave the best answer she's ever given to the email scandal that's been going on. She said, "If I could do it again, I would do it differently. I apologize." I thought she should have said that a long time ago. I even think when Mary Ellen Withrow was on last Thursday, week ago today, that she pretty much said the same thing. And I think we are going to catch up with Roger Stone here in just a moment. We might have to step out for another break here real quick, but we're going to get this right here today, folks. We're working together. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a call. This is Scott Spears inviting you to join me and broadcasting legends Marley Evers every Friday from 1210 to 1 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM for Over Coffee. It's a program roundtable discussion in which we discuss politics, music, entertainment news, books, Broadway, history, and anything that's on your mind. And all you have to do is call 740-383-9944 to get in on the conversation. We'll also be giving away a $10 gift card to Kroger each and every Friday when a trivia question is asked. So if you have the answer, call 740-383-9944, and the gift card to Kroger is yours. And just when you thought there couldn't be any more, if you come to the WWGH studios located in the Marion Center Mall across from the PNC Bank, you can have donuts, coffee, and orange juice provided by Kroger. Just stop in Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. It's Over Coffee with Scott Spears, Marianne Michaels, and Charlie Evers every Friday from 1210 to 1 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Don't miss it. And the exchange will be coming up tomorrow here on WWGH Radio, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. We just learned what happened with Roger Stone. I was given the wrong phone number. And let me tell you this, audience. It was not my fault. It was not anybody at the station's fault. I'm not going to tell you whose fault it was. Everybody makes mistakes. It wasn't Roger's fault. But an error occurred, so we will try to work that out, and maybe we'll get Roger Stone at 1:15, and we'll push Tish Henley back a little bit. We're working that out right now. Maybe push her back to 1:30, 1:35-ish, to talk about the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Again, her new book, Tish Henley Kirk, Taking Care of Elvis. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. It's a great book, and if you're not a whole lot into reading, or maybe have bad eyes, it's got a lot of pictures in this book of the King of Rock and Roll, and I believe these are very personal pictures that you might not have seen before, as they come from his personal nurse, Tish Henley Kirk. Ginger Alden I see in here, which was his last girlfriend, Linda Thompson, who was a girlfriend, pictures of Elvis at Graceland, pictures of the inside. What an immaculate home this is. I've never been to Graceland. I know a lot of people have. Very interesting home. And, of course, it's a 60s, 70s kind of decorating. But, of course, that's when he lived there, having died in 1977. But a very nice home. And that it's been preserved to this level for so long is quite interesting, because it really gives you an idea, in a look into how a rock star, probably the most famous person on the planet, lived at that time. Again, the phone lines are going to be open for four more minutes, 740-383-9944. We're talking about bed bugs today. Does anybody have a cure for those? Of course, you call the exterminator, but if you don't have them and you're living in a place or at a hotel that does have them, how do you keep from taking them with you? What do you do? Can they cause any type of problems? It's a very interesting question. Or what do you think of Dr. Art Uihlein and his thoughts about the physical state and mental state of Donald Trump, the physical state of Hillary Clinton, and Dr. Drew, one of the most famous doctors on television right now, and what his prediction or diagnosis was in regard to Hillary Clinton? Very fascinating, if you ask me. And we're going to try to get Roger Stone here at the top of the next hour. He was supposed to join us this hour. We should have stayed on the phone with Dr. Uihlein. But that didn't happen because of a snag in the phone number we were supposed to call. So we're trying to reschedule that for 1:15, which, of course, will push things back a minute. But I guarantee you, folks, we are going to work on this heavily to make sure it happens for you today. But is anybody out there? Did anybody ever go see Elvis in concert who's listening to the program? Or were they a big fan? What was your favorite song? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you this. I'm going to give an easy trivia question here with 2 minutes left. So get your dialing finger ready, because you can have 2 tickets to Cosi, 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, 2 tickets to Tecumseh. What was the name of Elvis Presley's manager? You have 2 minutes. Exactly 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. What was the name of Elvis Presley's manager? Very easy question. Again, you can have 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, 2 tickets to Cosi, 2 tickets to Tecumseh, To Die For Cupcake, 2 free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, whatever you so shall choose. If you can just tell me the name of Elvis Presley's personal manager, very famous man. And you have 90 seconds to call in to give me that answer. 740-383-9944. And again, next hour, I know for sure, one person we will have on is Tish Henley Kirk, the author of the new book, Taking Care of Elvis, as she was Elvis Presley's personal nurse. I bet she's got some very interesting stories that we are going to hear in the next hour on WWGH Radio. Who was Elvis Presley's manager? You got a minute. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hopefully we'll have Roger Stone next hour, Donald Trump's personal manager in the beginning, and then he was let go, like so many others. and Tish Henley Kirk, the nurse of Elvis Presley. 740-383-9944. Who was Elvis Presley's manager? Make that phone ring in the next 30 seconds, and you can have your choice of what prize you would like. 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, 2 tickets to Kosai, 2 tickets to Tecumseh, to Die For Cupcake, or a pass for 2 bowling games to Buckeye Lanes. Look like nobody's going to get it. Stay with the program. We're taking a break. Back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking for the famous Cookie Man, Wally Amos.